This episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. You know that one friend who always finds the best travel deals, picks the right cards, and somehow ends up in first class for the price of coach? Smart Travel is like that friend, but in podcast form. They cover all things travel finance, like how to book busy season trips without the busy season sticker shock, and which flight deals are actually deals and which are clickbait. Travel smarter and spend less with help from NerdWallet. Follow Smart Travel wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a Voyascape podcast. You can find all of our travel podcasts from around the world at voyascape.com.
Today on Go Nomad, we're heading north to the eastern townships of Quebec, a region just 10 minutes from the Vermont border that's bursting with farms, forests, vineyards, and flavor. This is a place where agriculture meets adventure and where every meal comes with a story. I got an email from Titouan Boussier, a local tourism rep, inviting us to explore his region from Broome, Missisquoi to the Mécanic. 9 territories, 4 ski areas, 4 national parks, 30 vineyards, and a whopping 180 agritourism businesses. If you love meeting farmers and tasting the land, this is your place. We decided to visit in August when the weather is perfect and the harvest is in full swing. Our first stop was Bromont, a lovely town with shops, art galleries, and views of Mont Sutton around every corner. We stayed in Dunham at Guite La Maison Bleue, a cozy bed and breakfast that felt like home. Egyptian cotton sheets, a fridge stocked with wine and beer, and a Keurig ready to go. The owners, Martine and Eric, along with their friendly basset hound Lily, made us feel like family. Breakfast was a masterpiece, the most beautiful plate I'd seen in months. The next morning, we visited Tom Rand, a California transplant, runs this carbon-neutral cider farm with his Quebec wife and young son. He makes sparkling, sugar-free ciders from the century-old apple trees there and loves to talk about climate change, cider-making, and everything in between.
So my name is Tom Rand. I'm the owner of Domaine Héritage. We're sitting in the boutique of a cidery in southern Quebec. And we make cider, 3 different kinds. We have terroir, Grand Mac, and another one called Abbott's Corner, with apples from our century-old trees. Our trees are super old. The only way to keep them going is to make cider from those apples. And the cider is incredible because the juice, just like a vine that are super old, the juice is better juice, so we make better cider. Super dry cider, oak-aged. And we're also extremely proud that this farm is a deeply carbon-negative farm. So when you drink this cider, every sip, every bottle you drink, in a way, you're putting carbon into the ground, out of the atmosphere.
So, and tell us, where can you find the cider?
Well, right now, it's in at this boutique. Come visit us here in Quebec.
And this is in the town of?
Fredericksburg in southern Quebec. Okay. We're 10 minutes from the Vermont border, right here.
We just looked out the window and saw Vermont.
Saw Vermont right there. So we're right next to our good Vermont neighbors. We're in the SAQ in Quebec.
Which is the state liquor store, for those of you who don't know.
Yeah, state liquor store, and a bunch of small grocery stores. Okay. But the best thing is come visit us in the boutique and have a drink here.
And have a drink on Tom.
The views of the Vermont mountains from his farm are stunning. Next up, fitness. We stopped at the Centre de Cycling in Bromont for a spin on the mountain bike trails, but the real surprise was inside. Pickleball courts, set up in a massive wooden gym, surrounded by the Sylvan Adams Velodrome. I found some worthy opponents and got in a few games, just like I do back home in South Deerfield. Bromont reminded me of Manchester, Vermont, or Jackson Hole, Wyoming, a long main street full of eclectic shops and food stores, including one with a huge selection of Korean and Japanese noodles. We stopped at Cafe and Latte for a creamy afternoon pick-me-up. The next day was all about food and farming. First stop, Ferme Cidricole Equinox, run by Audrey Ann Lucier and Marc-Antoine Arsenault Chasson. This is Quebec's first cider farm, inspired by a trip to Normandy. They grow their own fruit, ferment it with wild flora, and use no artificial ingredients. Audrey Ann took us on a tour that started with a flock of golden ducks splashing in a pond. They'll be on the menu in a year from now. We saw a lone cow in the field and heard about the drought that's affecting their water supply. They serve poutine, bruschetta, charcuterie, and apple fritters, all made from their own ingredients and their farm. Then we visited the restaurant Espace Old Mill, where Jean-Martin Fortier creates a farm-to-fork experience that starts right in his garden. You're greeted with a glass of wine and then a tour of the vegetables that will end up on your plate. We saw tiny piquant peppers from Jamaica, heirloom tomatoes, and aromatic herbs like shisho, sweet woodruff, and marigold. Just down the road is Vignoble d'Orpelier, a winery named after a gold digger. Their restaurant, Tir d'Orpelier, served us a lunch of delicate cod and a dreamy onion tart, paired with their Quebec-grown wines. Tours are available to see the whole winemaking process here, among many vineyards in the eastern townships. Mont Sutton looms large in this region. It offers 44 kilometers of mountain bike trails, a giant zip line over a 1 kilometer long, and another with twists and turns. You can play disc golf, take a chairlift to admire the scenery, or hike through the forest. We played disc golf with Julian Quenneville, a ranked pro who takes the sport very seriously. Mont Sutton's 18-hole course runs along the slopes, making it easy to walk between the holes. Disc golf is growing fast in Quebec. There's 83 courses across the province. Julian told us one of the world's top courses is right in nearby Greenfield. It's called Westy Acres. So if you're looking for a place where you can sip cider, play pickleball, tour farms, and eat food that comes straight from the garden, the eastern townships of Quebec are calling. It's a region that's rich in flavor, full of character, and just a short drive from the U.S. border. Find out more on GoNomad.com.
Quick question. Do you want travel tips from people who have actually been there?
Our show is co-hosted by Tim Johnson, an award-winning travel journalist who's been to more than 145 countries around the world. And I'm David Brody, the other co-host who's been travel podcasting for 20 years while traveling to 50-plus countries around the world.
In about 10 or 20 minutes per show, we break down a destination with the kind of insight you usually only get from long guidebooks or hours of research.
So if you want expert advice, zero fluff, and travel inspiration that you can actually use, search for Travel in 10 wherever you listen to podcasts, or you can also find us at voyescape.com.
Hi, I'm Pauline Frommer, host of the Frommer's Travel Podcast. We post new episodes weekly, detailing the kinds of money-saving tips and cultural insights that will make your trips richer without making you significantly poorer. We do so by interviewing real travel experts like TV host Samantha Brown, Frommer's authors from around the globe, and such public figures as Free Solo's Alex Honnold. It's a fun travel party. I hope you can join us.